Let's get back to the Mole Hole with Randy Molman on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the Mole Hole, everybody. My name's Randy Molman. You're listening on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Hey, I don't know that I mentioned that kid's name that Mizzou signed. A Kyle or a Kale? I'll figure out the pronunciation. I'll have to do that every Saturday starting in the fall anyway. But it's A-K-I-A-L, so I'm going with a Kyle Byers. That's the defensive tackle they signed, Alabama commit. For this 2017 class, he was a verbal to Alabama and Mizzou. Just signed him the other night. A late addition, 4-star defensive tackle. I also want to shout out, by the way, I want to do a formal shout out on my radio show here this morning for my nephew. My nephew, Matt Cain, is a freshman at Mizzou. An article was just written about him. If you Google it, you'll find the article, Matt Cain, Mizzou Baseball. K-A-N-E. He is killing it. I'm telling you right now, I'm saying it on the air. It's recorded. He's a future general manager in Major League Baseball. He's handling, he's got a, he's majoring in statistics at Missouri. And he's with, he also, I think he's double majoring in economics as well. He's in the Honor College already. He's a freshman. He's working for Mizzou Baseball, handling data analytics for that Steve Beezer's coaching staff. And he comes up with formulas. They give him stats. He records numbers. Any stat you can think of that they're trying to track for Mizzou baseball, he's storing those numbers, coming up with analytics for the Mizzou baseball coaching staff. He's doing it on a volunteer basis to get experience. And I just wanted to shout him out. Great article about him at news.missouri.edu. My nephew, Matt Cain. Congratulations, man. That kid's going places. That kid is going places. All right, let's get into the Blues a little bit. I know everyone's freaking out over the loss. You know, the Blues are still up 3-1, everybody. Calm down. But I do get your angst, and I'll tell you why. The Blues shouldn't be up 3-1. I'll tell you that right now. Jake Allen is carrying them, as you know. That's not rocket science. You all have figured that out. The simplest of Blues fans can tell you that. But here are some numbers that support that theory that should tell you that you should be happy you're up 3-1. We should be thrilled the Blues are up 3-1. Let's start with shots on goal. Minnesota has outshot the Blues in every game except game four, and really, game four was more Blues firing shots on net in desperation because they were dominated in game four, as you know. Offensive zone time was ridiculous in favor of Minnesota. There have been 4 periods in this whole series that the Blues outshot Minnesota, and I'm not counting the overtime period in game one. Just regulation. Minnesota's outshot the Blues in 8 of 12 periods and hold a massive advantage in shots on goal. Mostly stemming from game one, I'll give you that. 52-21 in game one. It's been a lot more even since. But still, if you look at it period by period, Minnesota has outshot the Blues. What Minnesota had not been getting were rebounds. They weren't able to get quality opportunities close in on Jake Allen. And the Blues had that same problem in game four versus Minnesota. Nothing of quality. Hits are about even. Minnesota outhit the Blues by a lot in games one and two. And the Blues outhit Minnesota in games 3 and 4. Takeaways. Minnesota leads in that department as well. The Blues have not taken the puck away as much as Minnesota has in this series. Faceoffs are a big deal as well. Let's hope Stastny's back for Game 5. We need him just from a faceoff perspective. If you look at the faceoffs, check this out. Game 1, Minnesota won 47 of the 80 faceoffs. 44 of the 70 faceoffs in Game 2. 42 of the 72 faceoffs in Game 3. And then it was more even in Game 4. How about this? Offensive zone faceoffs. The Wild have 80 faceoffs. They've won in the Blue zone. The Blues, 53 faceoffs in the Minnesota zone. 80 to 53 faceoffs, zone faceoffs. And again, we've talked about it. We talked about it last year. Where is Tarasenko? Now, when you have a team like the Blues who has one, they have one big goal scorer, and that's Tarasenko. The rest hover around that 20 mark or less. Actually, everyone else was less than 20 goals. Tarasenko scored 39 this year. He has 16 shots in the series. He has no goals, 2 assists, 2 points. And you've heard it all over Sports Talk Radio. He seems to be passing up quality shots, which he can't do. He has an electric wrist shot. He could score from in multiple ways, and he's got to start putting the puck on net more. I know 16 shots seem like a lot. That is a lot. Leads the team. But how many of those shots have you seen in these four games that are quality, regular season type Tarasenko shots? So in order for the Blues to win one of these next three games, Tarasenko is going to have to be a factor. I mean, you can't expect your goaltender to stand on his head for three more games. You got to put the puck in the net. And the Wild just dominated the Blues in Game 4. That first period was ugly. Ugly. And you knew it was going to be a long game. We're going to go to the phone lines now since we're talking Blues. Let's talk to Hockey Bob. Hockey Bob, good morning, my man.
How are you?
Hey, I'm good, brother. How are you?
You know what? Today is a beautiful day, and I'll tell you why.
Let's hear it.
You know, for 25 years, I have longed for the Detroit Red Wings to not make the playoff. Well, that finally happened this year. And now, the team that everybody seems to fear in the NHL because they've won 3 Stanley Cups in 5 years has now gone out in the first round 2 consecutive years. And last night's game, I mean, there were sparks at the end, but for the most part, the Chicago Blackhawks looked like a tired, listless, worn-out team who was totally getting outplayed by a much younger, resilient club. And, you know, I said this when they won their last Stanley Cup in 2015, that they wouldn't win again for a while. And I firmly believe the Chicago Blackhawks, I don't care how deep they are, because if you look at depth in the playoffs, the Blues are the atypical team of how you overcome adversity with depth. Last year, all the injuries that the Blues had during the course of the season, they were still able to maintain a top-level quality of play. This year, they're without Fabry, they're without Stastny, yet they're up 3 games to 1 against the Wild. And, oh, by the way, if you guys remember the 96 conference finals, the one between the Blues and the Colorado Avalanche, the Blues outplayed Colorado in every one of those games. The difference, Patrick Roy outplayed Roman Turek, and that's exactly what's happening right now with the Blues. Jake Allen has been outplaying Dubnyk, but, you know, defense wins championships, and the Blues have done a pretty good job of keeping Minnesota from getting a lot of quality shots. They've got a lot of shots from outside the perimeter and stuff like that, but except for the other game, the game the other night, they didn't get a lot of close-in shots. So really, in my opinion, all they have to do Saturday at starting at 2 o'clock is come out, get that first goal like they did in the other three wins, and then just maintain the constant barrage of attacks. Because let's face it, Minnesota is a much faster team. They probably have a little bit more talent than the Blues. But, as again, I'll say this, defense wins championships. So if the Blues continue to just play stellar defense and not make a lot of mistakes, they'll be fine. They'll win this series in five games like I predicted way back when, and we'll go on and have a really good beat-up series against the Nashville Predators. So those are my thoughts.
Hockey Bob, what was missing the other night? Besides, I mean, they came out, and Minnesota just came out, and they were all over us from the opening faceoff.
Well, and they were like that in game one, too, if you remember. You know what? I know that a lot of people are okay with goaltenders playing the puck. I remember going to a hockey game, my first hockey game, when I was 7 years old with my father, and he was from Montreal, Canada. He actually played in one of the minor league affiliates for the Canadiens. And Boston had a goalie by the name of Gary Cheevers. And Gary Cheevers used to take the puck, wander out as far as the center ice line before he passed the puck. And I asked him as a kid, I said, "Dad, what is that guy doing?" He said, "He's the goalie. He's an idiot. He needs to get back in the net and just stop puck." So ever since that day, even though the advent of goalies have become more versatile, I still believe that the main job a goalie should focus on is stopping the puck and not handling it. You know, and I know that Jake Allen's got Brodeur working with him and stuff. And I've never been a big fan of goalies handling the puck. And here's the reason why. You know, they always say that you don't score on 100% of the shots you don't take. Well, if a goalie never handles the puck, there's no chance that he's ever going to have a flub up and it'll end up in his net. So, I mean, that's my philosophy with that. And, you know, like I said, Minnesota is probably the better team. I'll give them that. But the Blues, I think, have learned, hopefully, from their last year's experiences where they were up 3-1 on both teams and let them back in the series and had to win it in 7. I think Saturday, I think you're going to see a totally different Blues team. I think the Blues are going to not maybe dominate, but they're going to have more control in the game. They're going to get the first goal, and this series is going to be ending 5. And as far as Tarasenko, well, you know, I'll give you two guys on the Blackhawks, Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane. The last two playoffs they played, 7-4 is 11 games. Combined, they have 2 goals and 3 assists. You stop a number one line, and they don't have depth, and you're going to stop a team. The Blues have depth. Schwartz is doing good. Berglund, Perron, they've been doing good. So I got no fears, Randy, about what's going to transpire Saturday and how this series is going to end up. I think the Blues will be fine. They'll go to the second round, and who knows? With Chicago out of it, this could be the Blues' best chance to get to the Cup Finals, and I would definitely be at the parade when they win it.
Hockey Bob, have a great weekend. Thanks for calling in, man.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Yep. That's Hockey Bob, everybody, and he is not light on takes. He comes ready to talk, doesn't he, Matt?
Yes, every day.
Every day he does. And thanks for being up this morning and calling me, Hockey Bob. I appreciate it. I love when you call in. All right, so let's hope. Let's hope the Blues take Game 5, especially with Nashville now getting a break. They're going to get a week off.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, it would be just so beneficial for this team to win Game 5 just so the Blues can get some rest as well, and then both teams fresh coming into Round 2.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you just hate to see this thing go 7. Even if the Blues win it, it's just going to grind on the Blues playing a team that'll be well-rested.
Yeah, they had a chance to close it out, and, you know, as history has shown, they have a lot of trouble doing that.
Yeah, Tim McKernan had a great stat he posted, something like
0-7.
0-7.
I think something like that.
In
games 4 and 5 at home?
Yeah.
Closeout game?
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it isn't. All right, let's hope the Blues can win on Saturday and get some rest and get ready for what figures to be a great second-round series if the Blues can close this thing out. All right, when we come back from the break, I'm going to break down a little bit more Cardinal baseball for you right here in the Mole Hole on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com.